let us join Mike Cozzi and let us get a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So a team the Giants almost beat and ran up 400 yards of offense, scored tons of points against twice, is going to the Super Bowl.
Why are the Giants even in this conversation?
Because it shows you how absurd the NFL is. There's just it's absolutely amazing. That's why. I mean, it's
yeah, but the difference is when they played the Giants, they had nothing to play for, and yesterday they were playing to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I still think it's crazy, and I still think that I almost went 2 for 2 yesterday, and I made my picks just because the NFL is so screwed up. And I almost went 2 for 2 yesterday.
Well, the Japs almost won the war, but they didn't either.
Well, anyways,
I almost went 2 for 2 too. I lost one.
Yeah, but I'm saying is it's a take a quarter, toss it up in the air, and see what happens. League.
The NFL is wrestling for dummies. That's what it is. I mean, I have more respect for people that watch wrestling because they know it's fixed. The people watch football and don't think it's fixed. It's ridiculous. So New England beat Jacksonville, and you knew how the scenario was going to play out, even when Jacksonville was winning 20-10, because Tom Brady's the best quarterback to play football in the last 17 years at least, maybe of all time. He just gets the job done. Gronkowski got hurt. Edelman got hurt. They're down 10 points in the fourth quarter, and a normal team would have folded. But because of Tom Brady, the Patriots win. And people hate Tom Brady. And the more you hate Tom Brady, the greater his legend gets, because this guy is maybe the best quarterback of all time.
I think if they win the Super Bowl, you put him down as the best quarterback of all time.
I think he might be already.
You're right. He might be already, but that will clinch it. And it'll take somebody unbelievably spectacular in the next 50 years to replace him as that.
And as far as the other game goes, from what I saw, Foles played the best game of his life, and the Vikings played probably their worst defensive game in 10 years.
And also their luck ran out with that one play last week.
Oh, well, yeah, they should have lost last week. And if the Saints played the Eagles yesterday, there might have been a different outcome in that game, but they didn't. And the Eagles are probably just as dumb as their fans because they're calling Tom Brady pretty boy just as soon as their game is over. Well, poke the bear, Eagle fans, and you'll do what you always do, lose another Super Bowl.
All right, so the Super Bowl set in 2 weeks. And Philadelphia and of course, the Patriots.
And you know what I like? The people were crying. I was at the track. I go to the track Sunday to avoid football and watch idiots because the track fills up in this one particular place with football fans. You had to hear them. When the Jaguars were winning, they're on their horse. And as soon as the Patriots start coming back, they're talking about the penalties, how the Patriots get the penalties, and this one berserk maniac sitting at the bar was screaming at one at the TV. I love when these people clap at the TVs and scream at the TVs like somebody's going to hear them. He's yelling at the TV on a pass interference play. He's out of bounds. You can't throw a flag. He's out of bounds. Well, guess how he got out of bounds,
he was
idiot.
Pushed out of bounds.
It's unbelievable how people see what they want to see based on who they're rooting for. And when I watch a game now, and I couldn't care less about football, you just see how bad it is all over the place. But the Jaguars did commit the penalties,
yep.
And they lost. And when they were up 20-10, and that guy Jack made a huge play by taking the ball away from the receiver of the Patriots,
yep.
They went 3 and out every time they had the ball.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Jaguars have nobody to blame but themselves, and that Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yeah, you can hate the Patriots all you want. You can hate the Patriots like you can hate the Yankees in their heyday all you want. You can hate them, but you know what? Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and
the only difference between the Patriots and the Yankees is when the Yankees were good, they went out and bought the players to make themselves good. When the Patriots win, and they have been winning, there's no stars on this team except for one guy. They just get cogs that come in and fit their plan, and they just keep on winning. They don't go out and get the best player at each position to try to win. You probably, besides Brady, and Gronkowski, you probably couldn't, not you, but I mean people in general that aren't Patriots fans, you probably couldn't mention two other names that play offense for them.
Well, anyway, so with the Super Bowl set, there we go.
Yeah, now 2 weeks of buildup.
Yeah. Hey, we got the Pro Bowl.
When is that?
That's next week.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable.
I think WrestleMania is next week.
As well, that's right. All right, Knicks lost to the Lakers on the road.
They didn't only lose, they got destroyed.
Yeah, clubbed.
Against the Lakers. The Fakers beat them by 20. That's a bad team. The Nets won on the road. Do they have more wins than the Knicks on the road this year?
Probably.
Oof. Talk about being bad, huh? Talk about being bad. The Rangers are falling through the stratosphere.
New coach time.
Well, no, that'll never happen.
This
guy hasn't been fired yet, it's not going to happen. They're 7-11 on the road. They're getting beat up. They've only won 4 out of the last 10. They lost 2 in a row. They have an alternating goalie system now. You know, just more excuses for a bad team, and the Rangers are a bad team. They're not playing good hockey whatsoever. So they're falling through the stratosphere, as are the Islanders. But the Islanders showed a little sign of life, but not much. And the Devils, they're being inconsistent as well. So local hockey, 4 weeks till pitchers and catchers. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and then you can start hating the Yankees again.
What do you mean start?
I mean a restart.
It never ends.
I know, it's restart.
I wore my Yankee hater hat all weekend.
Well, I do.
Wore my Yankee hater hat all weekend.
I do want to say, though, I did watch the first game, and I found it entertaining, just simply because it was close, and you knew that the minute that they got to within, when they got the, they were down 10 points, and they got to within 3 points, I said to myself, it's over. Brady's going to be Brady, and they're going to win. But the second game was just a blowout. I mean,
that was a joke.
Oh God, wasn't even close.
No, that was a joke. That was a complete joke. And they were scoring at will, and the Vikings couldn't do anything. And who was it? Aikman was on. Was he the analyst on the game?
Yeah.
At the end of the game, and I think there was like 3 minutes left, and the Eagles were running the ball down their throat. And he was saying they just can't stop the run. They're losing by 31 points. Do you really think they're trying anymore?
Yeah, it was.
There's 3 minutes left in the game. But, do you really think they're trying anymore?
But when the game was over, one Minnesota player, they interviewed him. You know what he said? It's going to be horrible. They're playing in our stadium. Well, go ahead. It's not your stadium. It's the taxpayer stadium. It's a taxpayer stadium.
Get over it.
You know, you cared that much, then you should have won the game.
Oh, but these guys are full of we got beat. See you later.
Yeah.
Give me an excuse. Give me another excuse.
All right. We got to get on to the weather.
Hey, UConn, the girls won yesterday.
Yeah.
They scored more points than the Knicks. They scored 113 points.
Maybe they should put them on the floor.
Hey, if they had any size, they could probably beat the Knicks.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.